A favorable mix of sunshine and some light rainfall will occur across the northern plains as we move forward through this week. And the temperatures are going to be a little bit mild for just a quick day or two and then warmer. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We expect temperatures this afternoon to be mostly in the 70s. There will be a few 80s in central South Dakota. Tomorrow will be in the 70s and 80s throughout the region, and we'll be in the 80s and probably some lower 90s on Wednesday afternoon before a little frontal system moves through the region and brings our temperatures back into the upper 70s and lower 80s for the second half of this week. The warm weather will certainly be welcome and will help to dry down some of the fields between rain events, but we do have to deal with some precipitation this week. It doesn't look like it's going to be broad-based and generalized enough to cause huge problems, but it does look like tonight and tomorrow we'll see rain move through the eastern Dakotas and into Minnesota. The precipitation should be relatively quick moving, but we'll look for moisture totals to run from about 15 hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe as much as 3/4 of an inch. I would think that the majority of us will see totals less than 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. And the precipitation should be relatively quick in moving in and out of the region. So that should put us back into the dry on Tuesday afternoon. The next little weather disturbance will start to have influence on us briefly Tuesday night into early Wednesday, but that will only result in some sporadic light showers, and we're not expecting that precipitation to be well enough distributed in the region to cause any huge issues, but it looks like Minnesota might be more favored for that rain. Then a little bit later in the week, as we get out to Wednesday night and Thursday, there'll be a few other showers that'll pop up, but we do have a surface high pressure center that's expected to settle into the region as we get into Friday morning, and that should clear out the air once again and put us in a really good position for another good day of farming activity. As we get into Friday afternoon, though, there will be some more shower activity that will come back up northward out of Nebraska into the western Dakotas, and eventually that precipitation will move across the eastern parts of our region as we finish out the week and move into Saturday. So as you can tell, there's quite a bit of variety coming up this week. Our nighttime low temperatures are going to be mostly pleasant. We'll look for the readings running mostly in the 50s at night, but there will be a few lower 60s once in a while. And it looks like the rest of the U.S. Midwest, as well as the heart of hard red winter wheat country, will have a good mix of weather as well. Some tropical disturbed weather is likely to evolve in the Caribbean and eastern Gulf of Mexico later this week. That should limit precipitation in the eastern Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern states. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.